Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are so glad that you have tuned in to be with us tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a joy. It's a joy to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To give him all the glory which rightfully belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you. I say to you tonight, you are highly favored in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has highly favored you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I speak that to you in your life tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Praise God. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is willing to give us rest from anything that we may be facing. Praise God. He's right there with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go to prayer. Praise God. I want you all to keep my co-host in prayer tonight, which I have been praying for her this afternoon. She's not here tonight. And Minister Gigi, I would like for you to pray for her. She's having some severe headache pains, praise God. And she said they was unusual. And I'm just believing that she's going to be okay. I know God has her. But God told us to pray one for another. Would you mind praying for Minister Peggy tonight?
Amen.
Praise God. Go
Amen.
For it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I on?
Yes, yes.
Am I on? Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be exalted above the earth and be exalted, O Lord God Almighty. Oh, we invoke the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We saturate ourselves with the blood of Jesus. The blood of protection. The blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood, with the blood, the blood. We cover everything that pertains to us with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come before your throne of glory, and we present our sister. What's her name, Minister?
Peggy.
Minister.
Peggy.
In the name of Jesus, heal Minister Peggy. We present her before your throne of grace this evening. In the name of Jesus, we ask the power, the healing power to fall upon her right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you touch her with your healing hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that whatever is not of you, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus will cancel and nullify anything that is not of you and her right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for against the headache, whatever the cause. Whatever that causes the headache, we come in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood of the cross. We ask that thing that be uprooted, wherever uprooted, and they destroy by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We claim healing for Minister Peggy in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, she shall be well. She shall be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that Holy Spirit to touch her in a special way tonight. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over her, from head to toes, licked by the blood that speaks, the blood that answers, the blood that heals. We plead the blood. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We release healing upon her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then, if you are listening, Minister Peggy, you know, claim your healing right now. Claim your healing right now. Because you shall be healed. You shall be healed by the power of the blood of the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. We decree healing upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. We invoke the blood of Jesus. The blood. There is mercy in the blood. There is grace in the blood. Favor in the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the blood that heals. In the name of Jesus Christ. You know, so Lord, we pray for this radio blog, for, you know, wherever they are, whoever is sick, wherever, in the fourth corner of the globe. And we pray in the name of Jesus that the healing power will touch you tonight. Whatever the pain. The blood of Jesus is saturate your body, saturate your mind. And you shall receive your bless, your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the cross. We thank you for the blood that redeems us. We thank you for favor. We thank you for the grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you have compassion. Yes. Compassion upon the world, the sick world, in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, Lord, we ask that you bless us all together in this line. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Gigi. Praise God. And if you would like to listen, be on Minister Gigi's prayer line. She's on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. You may dial the number 1-515-604-9642. And that access code is 943841#. Thank you, Minister Gigi. Father God, we do come in your presence, oh God, Lord God, asking you, oh God, to look on every loved one everywhere, oh God, everyone that's lost and don't know you, Lord God. Father God, draw them by your spirit, oh God, that they are coming to the fullness and the knowledge of you, oh God. Father God, every son and every daughter, every husband, every wife behind prison walls, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will touch their spirits, oh God, and draw them, oh God, Father God, and let them know that you have died for their sins, oh God. Father God, maybe they may have been slain by the bullet and some mother, oh God, is suffering, oh God, oh God. I heard that an eight-year-old boy last night was shot in the back, oh God. Father God, somebody somewhere, some parent is suffering, oh God. Lord God, even on the duck boats, oh God, where that, oh God, mother lost 9 of her family members, oh God. Lord, be with the comforter and give her the peace, oh God. May she call upon you, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, all over this world where people, oh God, your people, God, these are your people, oh God. Oh, Father God, I pray for them, oh God, whatever they may be going through, oh God. It could be a sickness, it could be pain, it could be hurts, oh God. Father God, whatever the situation is, oh God, we know that you are concerned about us, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God, and bring all our trials and all our tribulations and everything that tries to easily beset us, oh God. We thank you, Father God. for your praises, that we can come praise you, oh God. And oh God, through the praises, oh God, you heals us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, the enemy, oh God, yes, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, you have come that we may have life and have life more abundantly, God, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, my God, for, oh God, everyone that's on tonight, God. Oh God, I pray your blessings up on them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. I command every dead thing, oh God, that's trying to lurk at them, oh God, to go in the name of Jesus, Lord. Everything that Satan tries to bring, oh God, I command it to go, God. Oh God, that the fullness of you, oh God, oh God, is being shown all around them and all about them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift you up as the song just sung, God. We lift you up, oh God, that you may be magnified, that you be glorified, oh God, in our midst, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we do give you thanks, oh God, for what you, oh God, is doing in the lives of your people, oh God. We do give you thanks, God, for what you have done and going to do, God. Oh God, we praise you, Lord God, for you are God, and there is none other besides you, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, I pray, oh God, if anyone, oh God, is on a sick bed and may listen to this message, God, they'll rise up and take up their bed and walk. Oh God, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do, God. And God, we are believing you for it, God. We are believing you for the miraculous. We are believing you for, oh God, anything that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, Lord God. You, Father God, covers us, oh God. You the one directs us, oh God. You the one that holds us. You are the one, oh God. Father God, we give you all the adoration, oh God. Oh God, yes, God, it belongs to you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. We thank you. Yes, we thank you. We thank you for healings. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for the praises. We thank you, Lord, that you have put it in our mouth, oh God, to praise it in our hearts, oh God. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Oh, for mercy and grace, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, mercy and grace met, God. Oh God, and it's keeping us, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we cannot thank you enough, oh God, because it's more than we can even ask or thank, God. Oh, we don't know how to thank you, Lord God, but all we know how to do, you said, like, thank you. Thank you, my Father, for our uprising and our sitting down, God. Thank you for our going in and our coming out. Thank you for the food on our table. Thank you for clothing. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for family, oh, God, that you created, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, that you created the man and the woman and the children, God. You created this family, God. And, oh, God, thank you, Lord God. It's beautiful, oh, God. Oh, God, you said you looked at it, and oh, God, you saw it was good, God. Oh, God, that's why you gave your son to die for us, because we are yours, oh, God. Yes, Lord God, you created us in your own image, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, and anyone that listens to this program any time during this week, oh, God, we pray, Lord God, whatever they may be going through, oh God, that you, oh God, be their life, oh God. You be their strength, oh God. You be everything that they need, oh God, whatever they're going through, Lord God. Oh God, you let you be the center of our attention. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to go right on into our message. Praise God for tonight. Praise God. And our title, our message tonight is, I am your God. I am your God. And we're going to go to Matthew 28 and 20 and read that. And this is when Jesus gave the Great Commission, and he told them to go. And one day I heard the call of Jesus when I read this, and I heard him tell me, he spoke it into my spirit and said, go. And I've been running for Jesus. Praise God. Ever since. Praise God. So let's read verse 20 with Jesus speaking and teaching us how to observe all things. Verse 20 reads, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Praise God. God is letting us know, wherever we go, whatever we go through, or wherever we are, he will be right there. Praise God. Right there with us. Praise God. If we need a companion, he knows what we need. He will supply it. If we need a friend, he'll be a friend, he said, to the friendless. If we need a guide, he'll lead and guide us. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we need a savior, God is our savior. He will save us. Praise God. He's right there to, oh yes, to take us unto him and draw us close to him. Whatever God tells you to, wherever God tells you to go, or whatever God tells you to do, praise God, he's right there to lead you all along the way. Praise God. We have to think on the power of God and the strength of God. Yes, we got to think on those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the awesomeness of God. We cannot fathom it. But I tell you one thing, if we think about it, God will open up himself more and more to us. Praise God. Praise God. The awesomest God is so awesome. Praise God. More than we can just ask or think. Just think on the day. Not on yesterday. Not on tomorrow. Praise God. But just let us think about the day. How God has made it, that God has made it just for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody that's still here, this day just was created for us to be here. Praise God. My blessings are being showered in this day. And you ought to say that right now. Praise God. My blessings are being showered today, this day. I don't have to think about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to take care of itself. Praise God. Too many are being showered. Too many times we are leaving God out of what he is doing for us, and he wants to get the glory. Too many times we are letting Satan take our blessing because we are not giving God the glory. Praise God. We are not, oh, praise God, standing up to what God wants us to be. And he wants to continue to teach us and lead us and guide us. Praise God. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. He don't give up on us children. He does not give up on his children. He just steady nudging us and helping us and leading us and guiding us. Oh, yes, in the way that he would have us to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another passage in 1 Peter 2 and 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9 reads as this. Praise God. But ye are a chosen. Come on now. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Praise God. A holy nation. Praise God. A peculiar people. Yes, 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 yes. We are a peculiar people. Praise that ye should show forth the praises of him who has. Now, you know, some people don't like to praise God. I have to stop right there. But God told us to show forth his praises. Let's read on. That we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness. Praise God. You was once in darkness, but God has delivered you out of it into his marvelous light. I think that's the most powerful scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. He done called us out of something. Oh, praise, out of darkness. When you was in darkness, when you didn't know how to serve God, when you didn't know what to do, God brought you out into his marvelous light. He has saved us by the virtue of what he did at the cross. You see, Jesus died for us on the cross. We are to show forth his praises because he has done a great thing for us. Praise God. Jesus has paid an awesome, awesome, awesome. I can't even explain it. I can't explain it. It's more than I can explain. But Jesus has paid an awesome price for my sins and your sins. Praise God. Our sins has been forgiven, and they have been thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. What an awesome God. When I said awesome, it's more than I can explain. All I can say, what an awesome God. Oh, that love us to love us, to love us to this place where he will never remember our sins. Yes, man will throw your sins up in your face every day if he can. He will beat you down with it, but God will not. He said if you don't condemn yourself, he won't condemn you. My God, I serve a loving God. I serve a kind and an awesome God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. If you are like me, I am overwhelmed. Yes, I am. I'm overwhelmed in what God has done for me. He set me free from the bondages of sin. Praise God. He brought me out, praise God, out of the miry clay, praise God. When I was stuck and didn't know what to do, he picked me up, praise God, hallelujah, and started me to running again. Sometimes we fall down, but he helps us get back up again. Praise God. It's all because of the cross of Jesus Christ. For what he done at the cross, it's the cross. It's by way of the cross. Praise God. Praise God. Let's read another scripture because I'm getting caught up here. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad, and I know that you are glad what Jesus has done for you. Praise God. Let's look at Deuteronomy 20:1-4. Praise God. 20. Praise God. 1-4. This is what God is saying to us. Praise God. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid. God said, I don't care what comes up against you. I don't care what it looks like. He said, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with you, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. He spoke to the people in the wilderness in Egypt and let them know how he done brought them out. And God is letting us know how he done brought us out of some things. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it shall be when you are come nigh into battle that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Don't be faint when things come up against you. He said, fear not and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. My God, my eyes, another powerful scripture. Praise God. I hope you let me sink in. Praise God, because he said, no matter what it looks like, it's your God gonna fight the battle for you. Praise God. I don't care how and what you may be going on, it may be going on in your life right now. Be not afraid, God said. God is there. Look to him and not to the situation. The problem or the problems will cause you to bow down, but faith will cause you to rise up and be strong in the power of his might. Praise God, yes, for his banner over you is love. Praise God. God is there. Yes, 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 yes. He's there. Oh, God, his love. Yes, yes. His banner over you is love, and that love is extended. Praise God. To no end. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I mean from everlasting love to everlasting. There is no end to God's love for us. Praise God. The finished work has been done. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it was done all at the cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We have to trust, my people, in the Lord, my friend. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the one that's going to take us through. Oh, praise God. Anything that we face in this life, praise God. Oh, praise God. He is the one, praise God, that we are to look to when we go through trials and tribulations. Why? Because he said, oh, that we would have them, praise God. And if you know that, if you believe that, then learn how to trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and soul. Praise God. I'm telling you, you ask me, have I ever faced some difficulties? Of course. They have been great, and I know you have too. But look, you have come. You have come over some mountains. You have crossed over some valleys. You have been beaten down, but oh, God done pick you up again. Praise God. Oh, I'm excited tonight, y'all. I feel like preaching tonight, but I just want to teach you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because I've been there. Yes, the enemy has tried to conquer. Oh, praise God. But God, in his love and kindness and his mercy, oh, yes, have shown, oh, yes, his loving kindness to us. Yes, he's so great. Praise God. Let's look at another chapter that I love so well that I walk by. Praise God. And that's the book of Joshua. Praise God. Oh, praise God. God let us know that he'll be there every time. Praise God. Oh, yes. And he encouraged us in this book. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, I'm going to go down there, I'm going to skip around. He said, be strong, praise God, be strong. He's encouraging us, people, to be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto them fathers to give them. Oh, be strong in the power of his might tonight, I say. He said, and then he said, in verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. God wants us to be courageous in him, praise God, that thou mayest observe and to do according to all the law which the Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. God wants to prosper. Come on, somebody. God wants to prosper us. Some people say God don't want to prosper. Yes, God said he'll prosper us. God said he'll prosper. He'll give us the good thing. He made it here for us. Praise God. God, oh, praise. He created things that we may prosper. You ain't think God didn't create money. You don't think God didn't create these green pastures. You don't think God, for nothing. He created that we may prosper wherever we go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at have I commanded you in verse 9? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever you go. Well, I don't care. It ain't got to be right where you live, but wherever you go, God is with you. Praise God. He's there to help you. He's there to sustain you. He's there to keep you. He's there. Praise God. He's always there with us. Praise God. I'm going to look at one more verse in here, then I'm going to leave Joshua alone, because I just love the way he commanded Joshua to go on when Moses died. Praise God. And Lord say, oh, praise God. God is telling us to go on no matter what it may look like. Praise God. Don't let nothing stagnate you. Don't let nothing pull you down. Don't let nothing hold you back. Praise God. Hallelujah. The last verse in that chapter, verse 18, whatsoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto the words and all that thou commanded him, he shall be put to death. He said only, but he want us. He don't care. Don't matter what nobody else do, he say. No matter what your husband is doing or your aunt doing, he said, but you be only strong and of good courage. Be of good courage. You know who with you. You know who made you. You know who have loved you in an everlasting love. God commanding us to be strong and of good courage. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's with us. He is our God. And there's no one else beside him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to know a thing, and we got to trust in the Lord. Oh, praise God, because he's there. Will we ever get this through our thick heads and know that God is with us? Know who we believe in. Praise God. Praise God. God is waiting to bless us spiritually, financially, physically, and we don't trust him enough for it. If we know how to trust God for everything that he wants to do for us, truly, God is right there to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going over here to another scripture. Praise God. You know I love the word of God. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 28 through 30. 34, praise God, 28 reads as this: and they shall no more be a prey to the heathens. I'm not a prey to the heathen. Hallelujah. I'm not a prey to them dogs out there. Pray, hallelujah. You can't use me no more. Praise God. Neither shall the beast of the land devour them. The beast can't devour me no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they shall dwell safely. I'm going to dwell safely in this land. I don't care what's going on in the presidential world. I'm going to dwell safely in the land, praise God. And none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up them a plant of renown. And they shall be, praise God, more consumed with hunger in the land. Neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. God is taking care of me. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, said the Lord God. We are God's people. Are we going to believe it? Listen to me. Listen to me. You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. God's Son, Jesus, hung, bled, and died for us on that cruel cross on Calvary to save us and to set us free from our sins, to deliver us, praise God. He said, "No, have no other God before him." Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I love the Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Jeremiah, look what Jeremiah said in chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before, God said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. I knew you. You are my child. I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb,
I sanctify thee and I ordain thee a prophet to the nations. Praise God. Hey, you got to know what God, oh, come on, God has done for you. He said, I am the one, praise God. Hallelujah. I knew you. And I sanctified you and I ordained you, praise God. I want you to hear God calling you right now, praise God. He's calling you to a higher calling, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. I want you to know that he's right there. Listen for the voice of God. He's right there, my people. He's right there, praise God. But he is still calling you, praise God. Oh, God, hallelujah. All of us, he's still calling, even though he have called you, but he's still calling you because he still have more to say to us, praise God, that in that still small voice, praise God, hallelujah, he's calling us, and believe me, there is a purpose for him calling. If he's calling you and you know he's calling, there is a purpose. Oh, yes, oh, yes. And I want to know the purpose and the destiny that God has for my life. I want to live it out, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. So don't be afraid to listen for his voice, praise God. God wants all of us to share the good news of how he brought us out of some things, praise God, into his marvelous light. How we have been delivered through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. We are children of God. And if we are children of God, praise God, we ought to be on fire for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, what God and what God has done for us. Praise God. It was God that allowed me to have this house. It was God that allowed me to have a car. It was God that allowed me to have food on my table. It was God. We have to acknowledge God. Praise God. The other day, let me give you a little testimony. The other day, I was in the clinic, praise God, and I heard the news, and we were all looking at the news, and they was telling how the boys were brought out of the cave, praise God. And the announcer asked the woman, did she thought it was favor. She didn't even mention God. She just asked, did she think it was favor to the other news lady. And you know that lady couldn't say yes. I started jumping up right there, and there was four other ladies in there. I said, yes, it was the favor of God that God delivered them out of there. And one lady agreed with me, and the others just sit there in silence. But you see, I'm not ashamed to own my God wherever I go. I couldn't help it. I sat there, and I heard that, and I said, I know it was the favor of God. God showed us his miracle, and I thought, oh, I wanted to preach right there, but I couldn't because I was in a public place, and you know you can't talk about God, but I let them know in whom I believe in, praise God, that I will let nothing stop me, oh, yes, from the love of God, and I started telling that other lady. I looked back at her, and I said, that's what's wrong. We won't acknowledge our God, and this is what God wants us to do. Praise God. God wants us to know who he is, that he's our God. Didn't he just say it back in the word? He said, don't worry about him. I wasn't worried about who was looking at me or listening to me that day because I knew, praise God, I knew who had delivered the boys out of the cave. It was God. Because God could have let them die up in there. He could have smothered them. He could have let them drown. He could have done anything. But brought them out, but he brought them out that we may have a testimony. That they, if they and know who Jesus is, they'll have a testimony. Somebody will testify of the goodness of God and how God and what God has done. Praise God for those boys and that coach. Even though we lost one trying to rescue them, but who knows if that wasn't God's timing for him. But for those boys, it was the favor of God on them. Yes, it was favor. Yes, it was favor. It was God's good favor. God brought them out for a purpose too, and God brought them out for a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'll jump up when I know that the truth is to be brought forth. Praise God. I couldn't hold my peace that day. Praise God. Oh, I wish I could have preached in there that day. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm not ashamed. Oh, my God. Praise God. I will own up to him for what he has done for us. Praise God. I'm going to own up to what God has done. Praise God. Because he has done great and marvelous things when we see what he done in that cave. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at one more scripture here before we go tonight, and that's in Deuteronomy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 through 8, starting at verse 10. Praise God. And when thou hast eaten are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given you. God said we ought to know how to bless him for what he done done. Hallelujah. Because we are his children. Be aware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. You know, sometimes people get wealth and they forget their God. But God is telling us, don't even forget him when we get blessed, praise God, because God want to bless us, praise God, Lord thy God, in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and are full and hast built goodly houses and dwell in them, come on now. You know you're living in your goodly houses. You could be out there with no house in the heat. Praise God. And when thy herd and thy flocks multiply, thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou had is multiplied, when God done multiplied everything for you, praise God, then thine heart be lifted up. Don't get lifted up in pride, praise God, because of what God done blessed you with, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise thou, forget the Lord thy God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Look what God has done. Look what the Lord has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good in thy latter end. God is wanting to do great things. My people, look, God is wanting to do great things for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is where some of us have missed it. We have allowed things to get in our way that we forget God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can't forget God, my people. We got to all praise him. What God has done, it was God that allowed me to have this house or this or that. But praise God. Give God glory. Give God glory for what he has done. Don't be selfish. Don't be forgetful. Let the favor of God remain upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him all the glory because he's God. He's your God. He said, I'm your God. And I can go on and on tonight on that because really I have so much on. He's our Lord. He's our God. But I just wanted to bring you those encouraging words. Praise God. Oh, don't forget God when he done bless you because, oh, he wants to bless you. But he don't want you to forget him who done it. He's the one that do it. Man didn't do it. Some people. And he says some people trust in horses, some trust in jobs, some trust in it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you this week. And may he give you peace. I pray, God, blessings upon you because I know you won't forget your God. Praise God. Say, I am, say, the Lord, you are my God.
You are my God, and I will trust in you with all my heart, my mind, my soul. Praise God. I will trust in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you be blessed, plentiful in your cupboard, in your barn, or whatever you may have, or whatever God bless you with. He wants to pour it out. May you have a good week and a good night. Bye-bye. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen.